Welcome back to another episode of Investing 404 with your two favorite amateur investors, Chris and Goff. Chris, what are we doing today?
Yeah, as always, weekly 404. We'll look at the news and then do the portfolio update. Shall we approach football at all, Goff? One quick minute on the football.
I mean, I'm happy to talk about football, Chris. I've been celebrating and being drunk every day for the last 2 weeks. So, well, England's through to the final. Boris apparently is thinking about extending curfew on Sunday night.
Congrats to England. So far, so good. Let's see if it's coming home, eh?
Don't get it started. My housemates will start singing again. I think they were singing in their sleep.
I saw the clips of Trafalgar Square and Leicester Square. It looked mental.
And that's with all the restrictions in place, right? So imagine if it wasn't. It would just, be nuts, I think.
Oh, no one knows about COVID. as far as I can see, no one's heard about COVID. All right, let's get started. What's your portfolio looking like, Gov? Any changes?
Yeah, I guess we haven't done this in about 10 days or so. So there's been a few changes. Pinterest has been strong till about the last 1 week. So Pinterest is up about 18% or 19% over the course of the last month. So good to know, like, one of my big bets paying off after, a few months in the slump. And then Tesla has taken a hit in the last week. It's down about 5-6%. But apart from that, everything else seems pretty stable. Even gaming's down a few percent. Clean energy's down a few percent. So the whole portfolio is down a few percent, but in the last week. But it's nothing major to talk about. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I did, for the first time in a long time, make some changes. I have lost patience with TeamViewer and sold TeamViewer. One of those stocks that always seems to slightly undersell themselves and slightly make silly decisions. So TeamViewer's out. And I sold out of Beyond Meat. That went a bit too high for where it should be, I think. It went to like 150 and then I sold it. And if it comes ever back to 100, I might reconsider it. Let's see what Pepsi does. But both of these stocks, I just rather have the cash right now in case. And I'll tell you what, because I put two new things on my watch list. And I think Gov will analyze these in one of the next episodes. Tencent is number one and Baidu is the other. And both of them just seem incredibly valued for what is behind them. Again, because of the China issues. So yeah, all in all, sold Beyond Meat, sold TeamViewer, and now got two new things on the watch list. Apart from that, honestly, the portfolio, my side, is looking pretty good over the past week. Etsy broke 200 again, but I think it's come down again. Trade Desk is back. Finally, it's back way above where I bought it. Microsoft firing on all cylinders, and Amazon finally managed that breakout above 3,500. So for finally, Amazon, for the first time in a year, has made a new all-time high. That's patience, right?
After absolutely smashing their numbers every quarter.
Every quarter. I think the PE went down to something like 50, which Amazon hasn't seen in like 10 years. Anyway.
Just a quick crypto watch. Crypto, again, turbulent times still. Currently, Bitcoin's trading around 32.5. Ethereum trading around 2.5. 2.2. I don't know. Crypto, I've not been checking it too often. I've just been letting my money ride out. It's been going up and down a few grand, essentially. My portfolio, if I go on a weekly chart, it's pretty heartbreaking. Sorry, not heartbreaking. It's pretty intense to show, like, my grandparents.
Dramatic.
Yeah, it's very dramatic. It just goes from, like, down to all the way up, back, straight back down. So I don't think viewing anything on a weekly chart is pretty scary, I think. But, yeah, we're just kind of hovering around with both Ethereum and Bitcoin. So let's see. I've also got a little bit of Dogecoin, right? So see if that breaks out at all.
That 50 quid.
Yeah, that 50 quid could become, £5 very soon.
Have you heard about this? What's his name? Something the Doge? What's his name? So he became a millionaire because he sold everything and put like $100,000 into Dogecoin. And at its best, he was worth $3 million. didn't sell a thing, and now he's back to below 1 million worth. So silly. Just take some winnings. I mean, just take a bit of money out.
I think some of these guys just are full-fledged gamblers, right? can't hack it. They're just full-fledged gamblers. They're like, wait, but then I could win way more.
Oh, that's a perfect comparison. Yeah. Gambling. Oh, on that note, shall we give a quick disclaimer?
Yeah, anything you hear is not on this podcast is not investing advice. It's just opinion of Chris and myself, and we're not very good at this anyway. So try and stay away, stay clear from advice. Just if you're not finding it funny, give it to someone else who might do.
Right, Gov. News-wise, I'll start off pretty easily. Massive deal for Microsoft with AT&T to run, I think, most of their 5G network on their cloud. Apparently up to $1 billion a year revenue. Just those figures are ridiculous. But it's good for Microsoft. Again, cloud is going to be the big thing, right, going forward, and just making deals right, left, and center.
Yeah, again, if you're coming for English, good English here, this is not the podcast for you.
It's left, right, and center, right? As I said it, I heard it as well.
We spoke about this in our Microsoft episode, where essentially when we look at Azure, they've got everything in order. They just need more high-profile clients coming through the door again and again, keeping that status up and making sure AWS just doesn't run away with it. And this kind of deal is so, so perfect because it's in with a huge company. It's with technology that's going to be making a lot of money in the next few years in 5G. So I feel like it's such a good deal for Microsoft. And also AT&T, I mean, it probably worked out well for them too. So
it's a win-win, right? They don't have to stand up the infrastructure. Yeah, absolutely. With that on the cloud front, that Pentagon deal that was awarded to Microsoft, I think mid last year, and that was a few billion, is now being reevaluated. So Amazon might actually get a bit of that pie. Something with Trump, to be honest. If you're really
I'll come in with Trump.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm coming in.
Yeah, go on.
I'm coming in. So Trump's suing everyone, essentially. Trump's sick and tired of being banned from everything. And he's gone. He's suing Facebook, Twitter, Google, and all their respective CEOs because they banned him. So that's interesting. I feel on one note, because I think it's interesting to see, essentially, these are the same companies that are taking quite a lot of heat anyways. So it's interesting to see them come out. And essentially, just having Trump involved just brings it in the limelight more than anything else, right? I don't think it's had too much impact on the stocks. I think Facebook's flat, Alphabet's flat. I think Twitter experienced 0.5% down. But I mean, for most retail investors who have a bit of Bitcoin, 0.5% is like 10 seconds going to get some water. So I don't think it makes any impact.
Half a percent is calm in that world.
Exactly. So I don't think it's really going to impact too much. But yeah, interesting to come out. Also, you know, we've also discussed this in a previous news segment, but Apple's take on privacy and Apple's sort of push against Facebook and Google, it's really interesting because a lot of these conversations comes down to the same sort of moral question on what you can do with your customers and what rights you should give your customers and what you can't. And whatever outcome comes out of it could be quite significant. But again, we're a long way away from that. And I don't think any of these stocks particularly are going to change.
Agree.
The next thing I want to talk about is alternative investments. Now, I know we cover essentially at Investing 404, we cover primarily just like standard stock investing, but there are lots of different ways of investing, right? Investing your money can be from real estate to buying, I don't know, coffee. You've so many different opportunities. And I think the alternative asset industry is doing really well, especially like wine, whiskey, and art. All of those markets have seen a massive rise. I mean, it's been a little bit more on the forefront anyways with all this new NFT business that have come up. Again, if you're not sure what it is, we've done a learning segment on it. But it's been more in the limelight, but just traditional whiskey, wine and art trading markets have seen significant rise. So if you're part of that world, congrats. Make sure you have a drink on me.
Actually, if you are part of this world, let us know. We'd like to interview someone who is an amateur expert.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. So we had a friend on a previous episode, James, talking about his investments in NVIDIA. So if you've made a big investment and had any seamless success, it'd be good to understand the thought process behind it. So hit us up. Or, you know, waste everyone's time, which is also fun.
I won't link that to us. Anyway, the next news story. Yeah, Didi. You know that IPO that happened? And it's basically Uber in China. So that's kind of crazy because they are now being banned from the App Store in China. So people can't download them anymore. And that's about a week after the IPO. What a shocker, right? You've just done an investment and now it's banned from the App Store. Apparently, the Chinese government and that cybersecurity office, whatever it's called, have warned them ahead of time that they will be investigated and they shouldn't go onto the stock market just yet. They want to finish their investigations, anti-competitive and the usual stuff that China's doing right now. Yeah, so it sounds like Didi just went ahead and now cost loads of people a lot of money. So that's crazy. Saying that, it's dragged down other China stocks that are amazing businesses, seriously. And again, disclaimer, Gov and I don't know much about it. But
also the disclaimer is because Chris also is, he invested in, was it Alibaba, is it?
Alibaba, to be fair. Yep, touche there. But no, like Tencent, who are pretty much Google, Facebook, and Amazon in one in China, are now being dragged down, and that's probably a good share. So
I was seeing that all of it could lead to a possible, I think they called it Texodus, essentially Exodus in tech, of up to $2 trillion worth of shares from US market to China. So it's something coming up. There are a few articles I read about essentially Hong Kong becoming potentially the only place for non-Chinese investors to buy stakes in Chinese tech companies. And the stock exchange, the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, like holding company, Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing, that company jumped around 6.5% yesterday. So...
Yeah, that's 100% the risk, saying that China would be so silly to put any of that investment at risk that's coming in from abroad and from the US. That's why they haven't done anything for the past 10 years with these ADRs and these other stocks. They would just be silly, right? They would just be harming their own economy doing that. But we'll see.
Who knows, right? Who knows? Your guess is as good as mine, Chris, which is not good at all. and I think that wraps up today's episode. There have been a couple other movements that we haven't really discussed, from oil increases. So if you want an episode on that, hit us up at Investing404 on Instagram, and we'll do a deep dive on that maybe, and also a deep dive on one of these next Chinese tech stocks. Chris seems very hyped up about it, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And I think our next episode is also going to be on our 2021 bets. We're halfway through. Time to see how we've been, you know, doing, Chris. So let's see how that rolls out as well. Thanks for listening, guys. Cheers.